Welcome back to the subcommittee, Mr. Frazier, and you can begin your testimony.
Chairwoman Bordalo and members of the subcommittee, I'm Gary Frazier, Assistant Director for Fisheries and Habitat Conservation of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. I also serve as co-chair of the Aquatic Nuisance Species Task Force. Thank you for this opportunity to testify today. The service appreciates the subcommittee's leadership and support in the fight against invasive plants and animals. As my full written testimony has been provided for the record, today I would like to briefly summarize in my oral statement our work to combat harmful invasive species and our comments on H.R. 669. The service supports the intent of H.R. 669, although we do have some concerns with the bill as currently written. The introduction and establishment of invasive species have significantly affected the health of native species and ecosystems in the United States. We have only to look at the history of introductions from the sea lamprey to the zebra mussel to the brown tree snake to understand the broad scope of the problem. The United States continues to see a number of non-native, potentially invasive and harmful species crossing our borders through various pathways. With the global nature of our economy and transportation systems, we expect this trend to continue. Invasive species are among the primary factors which have led to the decline of native fish and wildlife populations in the United States and are one of the most significant natural resource management challenges facing the service. It is difficult to estimate the full extent of the environmental damage from non-native invasive species. However, we know that over 400 of the over 1,300 species that the service protects under the Endangered Species Act are considered to be at risk primarily due to competition with or predation by invasive species. Invasive species are also one of the most significant threats to the National Wildlife Refuge System, where they can destroy habitat, displace wildlife, and significantly alter refuge ecosystems. Preventing new introductions is a primary focus of the service and is the most effective strategy to protect our nation's wildlife and habitats. The Non-Indigenous Aquatic Nuisance Prevention and Control Act of 1990, reauthorized by the National Invasive Species Act of 1996, established the service's Aquatic Invasive Species Program, as well as the Aquatic Nuisance Species Task Force, which is co-chaired by the service and NOAA. Our Aquatic Invasive Species Program was established to help coordinate prevention, control, and management actions on invasive species that span geographic and jurisdictional boundaries. The service's Aquatic Invasive Species Program also administers our only regulatory tool regarding invasive species, the injurious wildlife provisions of the Lacey Act. Under Title 18 of the Lacey Act, the Secretary of the Interior is authorized to prohibit the importation and interstate transportation of species designated as injurious. Species listed as injurious may not be imported or transported across state boundaries by any means without a permit issued by the service. The service's Office of Law Enforcement has wildlife inspectors stationed at 38 major U.S. airports, ocean ports, and border crossings, where they monitor imports and exports to ensure compliance with the Lacey Act and other federal laws and regulations. Wildlife inspectors focus on detecting and deterring illegal trade in protected species and preventing the introduction of injurious wildlife. The service recognizes the value of a new approach for managing the risk of importing potentially invasive and harmful native wildlife. Proactive evaluation of non-native species prior to importation could be an invaluable tool in preventing the introduction of harmful invasive species. As such, the service supports the intent of H.R. 669 and the development of a risk assessment process with scientifically credible procedures that will be transparent and effective. The process must also be efficient so that wildlife importers can obtain timely decisions and make investment decisions accordingly. The service does, however, have some concerns with the bill as currently written, and I would like to highlight three concerns here in my statement. We recognize that the proposed risk assessment process under H.R. 669 is intended to provide a more proactive and efficient process for screening non-native wildlife proposed for importation than currently occurs under the injurious wildlife provisions of the Lacey Act. However, the service must have adequate processes in place to handle the resulting workload. We are still evaluating how the various processes in the bill will be impacted by existing administrative process requirements, particularly under Executive Order 12866, the Regulatory Flexibility Act, and the Small Business Regulatory Enforcement Fairness Act. The service is further concerned about the enforceability of the Act as written. Appropriate enforcement provisions should include the full range of enforcement authorities, including civil, administrative, civil judicial, and criminal penalties and forfeiture. The penalties and enforcement section of H.R. 669 currently applies the penalty provisions from the Lacey Act amendments of 1981 by reference. This legal mechanism may be ineffective because the legal standards between this bill and the Lacey Act amendments of 1981 differ significantly. For example, the two laws do not apply to exactly the same activities, and in some instances, the Lacey Act amendments of 1981 require a violation of an underlying law for a penalty to be imposed, whereas H.R. 669 stands on its own. Finally, we anticipate that funding and staffing will be significantly greater than that currently being committed to administer the Lacey Act's injurious wildlife provisions. The fees provision of H.R. 669 allows for the recovery of costs associated with assessing risk of non-native wildlife species once the regulations establishing the risk assessment process have been promulgated. However, the service notes that there will be other costs associated with initiating the program, establishing the risk assessment process, developing the preliminary list of approved species, and conducting enforcement. In closing, the service greatly appreciates your interest, Chairman Bordaio, that of the co-sponsors of H.R. 669 and the subcommittee in combating harmful invasive non-native species. The service supports the intent of H.R. 669 to develop a scientifically sound and proactive approach to prevent the continued introduction and establishment of harmful non-native wildlife species in the United States. We look forward to working with the subcommittee to address the service's concerns. Thank you, Madam Chairwoman, for the opportunity to testify before the subcommittee today.